Welcome to Words That Move, your companion on your journey to unlock your full potential, achieve your dreams, and become the best version of yourself through motivational speeches, personal stories, and practical tips. We're here to fuel your ambition and remind you that the power to create your reality lies within. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Now, if you wait, all that's going to happen is you get older. Because time is always going to pass, and you're always going to move away. You're going to wait for something to happen. It's going to set you behind on the time you do have. You're going to wind up at the back of the race, and you're going to wind up in last place. And that's not where you want to be. That's not even where you need to be. You need to be standing side by side with your future self.
When you find yourself disappointed in life, when you find yourself coming up short in life, you can either complain about it, or you can choose to learn from it.
We become what we think about. Focus on what you want, rather than focusing on what you don't want. So who do you want to be? You know, why are you here on this planet?
If you want to change, don't expect your life to stay the same. Expect it to get harder. Expect it to actually get really, really tough, tougher than you can even imagine right now. And this is where you can move past the boundaries that used to hold you back.
You have to be prepared to take any and every opportunity that's presented to you. All right, nothing's just going to happen. You know, everybody say it's all on you. It is all on you. There's other people that can educate you and help you, but you take these different experiences that you learn that stick with you. I mean, you may not remember a whole lot when you were 4 years old, but there's certain memories, there's certain things. You can use them to either harness you to greatness, or you can use them to kind of just keep you where you're at.
At the end of your feelings is possibly nothing, but at the end of your principle is a promise. And some of you are where you are. If you could be real with yourself, you have gotten yourself in some mess because of your feelings. We are losing control. And it's time for those of you in this room to take control. You've held up your someday. Either you didn't get the right information or you got it. You didn't use it. You're not getting up early enough. I don't know what you're doing. But when you leave, all I want for you is to live your someday. No more playing after today. And here's the crazy part. All you got to do is look in the mirror. All you got to do is deal with yourself, and then we're going to get you a whole other level.
You have no idea how efficient people get. It's off the charts. If we all got our act together collectively and stopped making things worse, because that's another thing people do all the time, not only do they not do what they should to make things better, they actively attempt to make things worse because they're spiteful or resentful or arrogant or deceit, all of those things all bundled together in an absolutely pathological package. If people stop really, really trying just to make things worse, we have no idea how much better they would get just because of that.
You have to execute, that you have to perform, that you have to get the job done, especially when you don't feel like it. That's what I call test days.
This is a race that you run completely alone, and you're all by yourself.
To this day, it is for me to become better mentally. How I look has just become thousands, hundreds of thousands of miles on this body, running, pull-ups, push-ups, swimming, whatever you want to call it. This body is what it is now. It's from repetition. It's not from studying, you know, hey, if you hold a plank for this long, call that bull. I don't care about it. I just do it for my mind.
Right.
I want to continue to harden because that's the only thing I want. That's what I want. I want to have that mind ready for life.
Success is repeated many, many times. You can have a skill set to do a lot of things. Okay, you can train, you can read a manual, you can do all these different things, but a skill set only works if you have that mindset. Everyone talks about, I got passion, I got inner drive. You know what passion and inner drive is? It's absolutely nothing unless there's an action, a relentless action that follows it. And if you have that relentless action that follows your passion, that follows that inner drive you have, then you get that end result. Other than that, you just have a bunch of emotions that mean nothing.
Are you doing what the very few do on the planet today? As you know, one of my core brain tattoos is to have the results 95% of the population do not have. You've got to commit to doing what only 5% of the population are willing to do. And what the titans do, what the virtuosos do, what the exceptionalists do, they build their days around the pursuit of difficult things. And if you do that, here's what happens. You're going to build momentum. And if you do that, each day will be a platform for growth. But even more importantly, how do you build self-respect? It's by doing difficult things. You grow in self-respect. When you say, I'm not going to coast through my day. Today, I'm going to do something that's going to give me a micro win so my work and my craft gets a little better. You grow in self-respect. If each day you do difficult things and make these daily optimizations, each day through the doing of micro difficulties, you build greater self-respect. And as you build greater self-respect, you fall in love with yourself. It's a great way to build self-love. I mean, one of the tactics to remember is, how do you grow self-love? You consistently make and then keep self-promises.
Hardships are a part of life. And while nobody enjoys pain, they can be valuable because they present an opportunity for personal growth. I like to say that you discover how deep your self-discipline goes when you struggle and not when everything goes well. You aren't self-disciplined because you worked hard when you were fired up to work. You're self-disciplined when you continue to work hard when the last thing you want to do is work. You aren't self-disciplined because you can't afford candy, so you don't eat it. You exhibit self-control when you deny the treats that are offered freely to you. For example, when you're at a party with a buffet selection of high-calorie snacks. You aren't self-disciplined when you wake up early in the morning to work on your new business. You're self-disciplined when you still wake up early in the morning when it seems that your business is going nowhere. Misfortunes aren't fun to deal with, but bearing them nobly strengthens your ability to handle even worse circumstances in the future. In a sense, trials and tribulations are like training. You may not enjoy it, but you know that eventually it will pay off and more than recoup for any suffering you're going through at the moment. We often limit ourselves because we don't think we can achieve something. Today, it may be hard for you to imagine that you can live without dessert or that you can live below your means. It doesn't mean it's impossible, though. It's only your subjective opinion, not a fact of life. Moreover, thinking that you're unlikely to win means that you'll put in less effort than you could. Why would you work your fingers to the bone if you were uncertain of success? Rock climbing has made it particularly clear to me. When you approach the route thinking that it's beyond your abilities, you won't do your best. After all, why try your best if you know that you aren't going to climb it anyway? You'll most likely give up when you encounter the first obstacle, while a person thinking they can climb it will fight as hard as they can to keep climbing. In the end, the person that doesn't believe in their abilities will give up along the way, while the person that is certain of their abilities will reach the top. Periodically, try things that you think are outside of your ability with a positive attitude and the belief that you can succeed. Chances are you'll get a positive surprise and achieve something you thought was beyond your reach. Science suggests that the fleeting happiness you get from succumbing to a temptation is inferior, at least when it comes to its effect on how your genes express, to the type of happiness you can draw out of a sense of purpose and meaning in life. According to the study, a person guided by a deep sense of purpose is less likely to suffer from inflammation and more likely to have a stronger immune system. While both types of happiness can generate the same positive emotions, it's those with high levels of eudaimonic well-being that benefit more. Since the results come from a study on just 80 participants, we shouldn't treat the conclusions as a broadly applicable scientific fact. However, there's definitely immense power in having a mission in your life. When all of your decisions are aligned toward a better future, even if you're suffering at times because things don't go as planned or it's hard to maintain self-discipline, you wake up fired up with vigor and a sense of purpose you'd never get. If you were to prioritize hedonic well-being.
Succeeding in life has always been a matter of doing that which the great majority does not do. Now, let's keep this in mind as we get into this business of goals. It isn't that I want to make an invidious comparison between the 5% and the 95%. Not at all. That's just the way it is. And if we don't recognize it, it will be to our cost. If you can tell me what you want, I can tell you how to get it. You see, the trick is not in achieving our goals. It is in establishing them. A ship would never leave a harbor if it did not have a destination. An industrial plant would never open its gates if it did not have a product or a purpose. Football would not be played without goalposts, nor would baseball without a home plate. Every business operates for a purpose. Every game has a reason. Getting back to the analogy of our ship, if you were to climb to the navigation bridge and ask the captain the name and location of his next port of call, he would tell you immediately. There's not the slightest doubt in his mind. Can you tell anyone your destination just as quickly and in one sentence? The captain of the ship knows that he can arrive at only one port at a time. He knows that it's impossible to arrive at two. Do you know that? He also knows that his destination will be invisible for fully 99% of his voyage. But he knows it's there and that he'll reach it, barring an unforeseen catastrophe, if he will just keep doing certain things a certain way every day. One fine morning, his destination will appear on the horizon. He'll sail into port, his voyage successfully completed. When his business has been accomplished, he'll then sail to another predetermined port of call. And this will take him and his ship from one success to another for the rest of both of their lives. By understanding that he can reach only one port at a time, the owner of ship can, in the short space of a very few years, reach hundreds of ports successfully. There'll be problems, lots of them, but they'll be solved, and the ship will steam its solitary course over the deep oceans of the world, devoting its life to accomplishing its mission and contributing its share to the welfare and economy of the world. Men and women who follow this sensible, obvious, and meaningful way of life will do the same. But the paradox is that most are like ships without rudders. They're subject to the whims of wind and tide, and while they hope they'll one day arrive in a rich and bustling port, you and I know that for every narrow harbor entrance, there's 1,000 miles of treacherous and rocky coastline. The chances of their just drifting into port are 1,000 to 1 against them. These are the unfortunate people who, not knowing the rules, believe that circumstance controls our lives. They believe in luck and superstition, fate, the breaks. They believe that success comes as a result of who you know, not what you know. And while they cling to their false alibis, life passes them by, for the rules of life are just, and they are checkmated, without haste, but without remorse. Now what about you? Remembering that the definition of success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. What's the ideal toward which you are working? Now, today, yesterday, and tomorrow? Can you write it in one sentence? Is your goal sharply and clearly defined? I could tell you how you could be and have anything you set your mind on in 5 years. To better understand this, you must examine one of the most overlooked facts in the world. It is that every job, no matter what it may be, holds somewhere within itself the key to everything we want in life, the key to greatness. But we must look for it, and we must think. Decide to become a professional at your business. You see, we can either compete or create. If we compete with all the other people in our line of work, we must be willing to accept the same rewards. If that's what we want, fine. But if we want to become professionals at what we do, then we must create. And when we begin to do this, there's no limit to that which we can achieve.
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that subscribe button and follow us for more episodes of Words.Move.